Begin the current daf Masech the Baba Basra daf Lamed Gimel. Begin on the bottom of daf Lamed Beis Mabeis, four lines up from the bottom of the Yomid. The Gemara continues with different incidents that highlight different halachas relating to the topic of our parak of Cheskes Habatim regarding establishing a chazaka that this is my property, even if there's no documentation to that effect. So the Gemara brings that Rav Bar Sharshim Nafukel Akala. So the word got out about him, the ko'ochel ara diyasme, that he was consuming, meaning inappropriately, the land of orphans, which as the Gemara will shortly explain, that he had a mashkin collateral from their land by him up until this point, which at this point, the timing of the mashkin of the collateral had expired. Now, so therefore, the rumor got out, which was a true rumor testifying, that from here on, he already used up his rights of this as collateral, and now he's consuming the produce of his debtor who's dead, and now he's eating and using the field, which rightfully belongs to the orphans, and he's using it inappropriately. So Amalei Abayis said to this, to Rava Bar Sharshim, he says, Emili Iza Gufa de Uvda Hechahabit. Tell me the truth. What exactly is the story going on? Word is going out about you that you're holding onto this field inappropriately that belongs to these orphans. So Amalei Sarava Bar Sharshim said to him, he says, look, Arab Bimashkunta have a Nakitna Me'avu in the Asmi. I had a piece of land that was in my property as collateral from these orphans' fathers, which that's what's known as a mashkanta du surah, which in surah, the town in Babel, they classically had used, that they would write on the document that when these years of the loan are expired, then this land will be returned to the debtor without him owing me, the lender, any money. So he says that this father of these orphans owed me money, and he had given me this field to use the produce of the field up until a certain amount of time, then I'll give it back to him and he won't owe me the money of the loan anymore. Now, I had used this field for many years, more than the required 3 years to create a chazaka on the field, when their father was still alive. Now, but he said Rav Bar Sharshim, there was something else here in the story. Bahavali, but I also had, as we continue on top of Lamed Gimel and Aleph, Zuzi Achrini Gabe. This father owed me, besides that loan, that there was a debt and that there was a mashkanta de suru on that, he owed me other monies that for that I did not have collateral. Now, v'chalta shnei mashkanta. Now, in regards to this field that I did have a mashkan, I already consumed that amount. In other words, let's say after 10 years of eating the produce, that would have canceled and wiped out the debt for that loan. I already finished that amount. But says Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Bar Sharshim, he said, Aminas, I said to myself that after I had concluded the rights for this field of the Mashkin for that specific debt, I said like this, Imadran la'arali asked me, if I now give back this land to the orphans, which rightfully I should, because I already finished that debt's worth of eating the equivalent produce on this field. Now, Vamina, and then I'm going to say, okay, so that, I'm giving you back that, I feel like that took care of that debt. But there were other monies that your father owed to me, which for that I did not have a mashkin for. If I'm going to do that, Amrabana, the rabbis are going to say, Haboli par menich siyasayim, the halacha is, if someone's coming to collect from the estate of the orphans, lo yipar ele b'shvuah, he's not going to collect only if he swears. Even if I have a document showing that he owes me the money, the halacha always is, you come in to collect from orphans, you're obligated in the oath. And I don't want to make a shvua. Ella, ech b'shei. I said to myself, hey, you know, I have a great idea. Let me conceal lishtar mashkanta. This document, which is showing that the field that I have from these orphan fathers, that it's not that I really own the field, it's rather that it's just collateral and it's there that I could use it to keep on diminishing the amount of the debt till it's over, which actually now it is. Let me just hide that document. And then I'll continue using the field because no one could prove that this is not my field. This very likely is my field because I've been on this field so many years. So I'll continue eating the amount of the other debt, which I don't have a mashkin on it. And therefore, that's how I'll pay myself up that way, which then I can void a shvua. And why should I be allowed to do this, he explains, is because the migui di beina, because I have this called migui. If I wanted, I could have, amina, I could say, lekuchi biyadi, I could have claimed that this field was bought by me, and mehem nono, and I would be believed. Why would I be believed? Because when the father was still alive, I had been on this field and been eating the produce for more than 3 years, which that creates a chazaka. I don't need any documentation after 3 years if no one protests. So kiyamina. So when I say the isli zuziga baichu. So now when I say that, yeah, there is money, other monies that you owe me, mehemnana, I could also be believed without taking an oath. And the reason why I can believe without taking an oath is two-pronged. First of all, now the whole oath would be on the karka, on this piece of land that he's holding on to. The halacha always is einish bein al karkai, so don't take an oath regarding land. And moreover, is because since I have a cheskes gimel shanim, I've been on this field more than 3 years, even the father was alive and no one protested, that takes the place of a documentation. What type of documentation? The documentation that I bought this field, that I have the rights to this field. So since if I wanted to, I could have made such a claim and I would be believed. So I could also say right now that you're right, I did not buy it, but believe me that you do owe me this other monies and therefore let me go ahead and collect from this field without making a shvu. Again, because I have a chazaka and more because Einish bo'en al kakoyz. Now on that omale, so on that claim of Rabbi Bar Shasham, Abaye said to him, wait, this that you thought that if you wanted to, you could have claimed l'kucha b'yadi, that, okay, look, although I'm admitting right now that, yes, the rumor that's going around that this expiration date has already come and I have to really give back the field and I cannot continue using the payers to pay back this other debt, that I'm saying that, but I could have claimed that I bought it, says Abaye, lo matzisa amrit. It's not true. Since it's known that this field that you had been holding on to was as a mashkin, you can no more state the claim that you had bought it. So ikola kala, because the word is out there on the street. There's testimony. Everybody knows the Aradi Asmihi, that this land is owned by the orphans. And that now the time of your allowance of using it, which was that of the mashkin, had already expired. Now, since you know, and this is the important part that Abaye was telling him, you knew that the rumor was going out about you that this field was not owned by you. It was just collateral. So therefore, says Abaye, there's no greater mecha, which is the halacha, is that the whole chazaka we mentioned in the previous daf of Gimel Shanim, to make such a claim that as if you own it, as if you bought it, is only because no one protested within those 3 years, and you don't have to hold on to your documentation more than 3 years, so therefore we shift the responsibility from the muchzik to the one who's claiming that it's theirs. Here, when there is a mecha, we say, no, you should have held on to it. Here says Abaye, this that everyone's saying that this is not your field, that this is the orphan's field, and you just have it as a mashkin, there's no greater protest than that, and you should have been careful with your documentation. And therefore, says Abaye to him, since we know the Arde Yasmihi, Ela Zila Hadri Nahalaya, rather now go ahead right now and give the field back to the orphans. Now, when the orphans become adults, when then they become obligated in the mitzvahs, when they reach 13 years old and on, then ishtoi dina bahadai. Then you can go ahead and litigate and state your claim for your other document that you say that the father owes you for a different debt. Then you could swear and then collect, like a regular halacha, that someone that's coming to collect from the estate of the orphans, where then he swears and he collects. Now, but there is 2 points that Abaye was telling him that he's incorrect. First of all, you cannot do what you wanted to do now as they're orphans, because in general, says Abaye, when they're minors, you cannot go ahead into the estate of the orphans and collect, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Erichin and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that we're not niskakel on nechzi yisayim. A person cannot go ahead and collect from the estate of the orphans unless there's ribbis that's eating into their possessions with someone that keeps on collecting from them based on interest. Then the halacha is then you could sell from their things to pay up the debt. But as Rava says over there, the halacha is that we don't go ahead and take anything from the state of the orphans. And And therefore, yeah, what Abaye is telling him is that you have to wait till they become adults, which is from 13 years and on, as is obvious from the Gemara over there. Now, moreover, the Rashbam addresses, although that the Gemara says later on, Daf Kovnun Vav Med Aleph, that to sell in their father's estate is only when they reach 20, that's only if they're selling for their own needs, for their own business dealings. But to pay up their father's debt, that the obligation starts from Bezdin already when they become adults, when they're 13 years and on. Moreover, says Rashbam, that even if he didn't have a documentation, even if it's only an oral loan, when they become adults, then he could litigate with them and he could swear and collect, as Rapapa says
later on the Kuf Ayin Vav Medal that the halacha is that even by milva apel or alone you could collect from the Yarshin, but that's only if he has at least witnesses that could testify that he had borrowed. Then he swears that he didn't pay him up, and then he collects. But so Abai was telling him two things. First of all, it's incorrect that you have the migui. This that you said, well, I could have said this, so therefore, you know, believe me that they owe me, and therefore let me go ahead and use the land to collect from. And moreover, I don't have to make a shvu with them, which I'm trying to avoid because I already have the land, and then the shvu is on the land itself, and ain't nishbo nakar kais. And that says, Abaya, that's incorrect. You don't have the koyach ha'tayna because you couldn't have said that you bought it because then where's your documentation? And although it's more than 3 years, but they were meicha. Where was the mecha? There was no mecha. There was because the word was on the street that this was not your field, and therefore you know people aren't contesting. And moreover, regarding the other aspect that you thought you could do this all now, you can't do anything right now when they're minors. You have to wait till they become adults, and only then could you litigate and try to take away from the estate of the orphans. Mark continues with another incident, also highlighting these halachas. Krivei derav Idibar Oven Shachem, the relative of Ravidbar Oven, passed away. V'shavik dikla, and he left over a palm tree. Now, Ravidbar Oven Amar, he says, Ano kriv netfei, I'm the closest relative that he has, and therefore I inherit this date palm. But there was another individual that he said, I'm a closer relative. Now, since it wasn't clear, it was not able to be established who is a closer relative. So therefore, that person took possession of the piece of land. And the reason being is because he was a stronger individual, as actually Rav Nachman says later on the next daf, Lamadalma Beis, that when this guy says it's my father's, and this one says that it's from my father's, Allah has called Dom Gavar. Whoever's stronger is the one that wins. So this other guy was stronger. Now, but tells us the Gemara that Lasaif, at the end, a year or two later, Oidile, that other person who had taken possession, admitted to Ravid Baravin, the Iu Karv Tvei. That really Rav Idi was a closer relative. So Rav Chizda went and then gave possession of the piece of land to Rav Idi because he was really the closer relative. Now, Amale, but then Rav Idi said to Rav Chizda, wait a second, I'm not just happy just getting the land. Lahadr li, let that man give me back the peri, the produce, the ochmahu yamad hashta, that he had eaten from that day, from the day that my relative died, until today. Because he's been eating that without the appropriate halacha. Because it turns out retroactively, he was really not the relative, it was really mine. So he should have to pay me back the produce too. So Amas Rav Chizda said to Rav Idi, Zehu Sha'im Malav, this is the person that they say on him that Adam Gadlo, that he's a great person? He says, I don't understand you, Rav Idi. Amanka Samachmar, on who is the master relying on to go ahead and merit now in the tree, which now I'm shifting it, I'm giving you the ownership of the tree? Ahai, you're relying on the admission of the other relative who's admitting right now that you're a closer relative. Now, but he has Amar, he said, up until this point, up until now, he's been claiming that he was the closer relative, and that therefore gave him the right to eat the produce because of the halacha of Kaldob and Gevar, that he was able to force his way and get it, which was halachically sanctioned and condoned. Now, this that he admits right now, says Rav Chizda, it's like as if he's giving you the tree out of his own willingness, even though, according to the law, you did not merit to get it. It's just his admission. So it's like he's gifting it to you right now, and therefore he's giving it to you. But he didn't have to admit it. According to the law, he won it. So therefore, that was his. Now that the law is changing, it doesn't retroactively clarify. Up until Nakal Dalm Gevar was the appropriate halacha. Now that he's admitting something, so it's like he's giving it to you, midaitai, now you get the land, but that doesn't give you the rights, says Rav Chizda, to the previous payers. That says the Gemara that Abaye v'Ravel isfir lehu had Rav Chizda. Abaye and Rav did not agree to this logic of Rav Chizda, because as we continue to Tamid Beis, Kivin to Eidi, they held that since now that other person admitted that it was not according to the law that he was machzik in it up until now, so Eidi, so he admits, and of course he has to pay the produce that he ate because he's admitting it in a retroactive fashion that Koldom Gavar does not define, it defines because that's, we have no other option, but now that he's admitting that he's not the closer relative, and we know that the other one was, that Ravidi was, of course, the closer relative automatically has, now that we know, should have gotten it then, and he gets the payers too, and says the Rashbam that that's the halacha. Now, Rashbam also brings that there are different girsais that have Aisi Rav Idibar Oven Sahadi. That what actually happened was that Rav Idibar Oven, he brought witnesses to have a karav. Each one was saying he's a closer relative, but we didn't even know if anyone is a relative in the first place. Rav Idibar Oven then brought witnesses that he is a relative. So we knew that at least he's a relative.
So then Rav Chisda went and gave possession of the field to him, because at least he knows that he's a relative. The other one, he doesn't even know at all if he's a relative. And this is the girsa of Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, that Rav Chisda then responded back to Rav Idi, who said, well, I want the papers too. He says, wait a second. What are you relying that you eat in the produce? On the other one's admission right now, where he's saying that, yes, not only are you the relative, but you're actually the closer relative. But up until this point, he was claiming that he's a closer relative. Now, the witnesses that you brought didn't testify that you're a relative and you're fit to inherit it and he's not fit to inherit it. Rather, they just testified that you're a relative. Now, but they don't know this other guy. And since this other guy could say that I didn't eat from the produce, so he could also say that, yes, I ate, but I ate from my own produce. Because he could say that he's a closer relative. Because the witnesses that you're bringing to say that you're a relative are not refuting him, so that we can't take it away from him. Yes, now that there are witnesses, I will give it to you, because at least you have witnesses that you're a relative. But they're not refuting him. We don't know. They're not saying he's not a relative or that he's not a closer relative. But you have witnesses, so we give it to you. But the fact that he had eaten produce up until now, that's not going to give you the rights to it, because he could say, hey, first of all, I could say I didn't eat it. And therefore, he could say that, yes, I did, but I ate mine, and that's not being refuted by the witnesses. And therefore, Rav Idi in either girsa does not get the peiros retroactively. Now, the Gemara continues with another incident related to a discussion that we actually had on the previous daf on daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, which also has the same type of a discussion, like Rav Chisda saying a halacha and Abaye Rava saying the same terminology of Leisvir Luhod Rav Chisda. The Gemara says that Zeli Mishalav Vaisa. This person said that this was, I inherited from my fathers. Vizeli Mishalav Vaisa. This guy says, what are you talking about? This is a field that I inherited from my fathers. Hi, I see Sahadi de Abasehu. So this guy brought witnesses that this was from his fathers until the day that they died. And they never sold, his fathers never sold it to this guy's fathers. In other words, it's patently false what this guy is saying, that he inherited from his father, because it can't be. This guy inherited from his father. The father never sold it and never sold it off to anyone, let alone this guy's fathers himself. Now, the other guy brings witnesses, not that it was from his father's, although that's the claim that he's saying, but at least he brings witnesses to say that I've been on this field for more than 3 years and I've been eating the produce uncontested. So Rav Chisda said, the halacha is, maloi l'shaker. For what purpose would this guy who has edei chazaka, that he's been on the field eating the produce the past 3 years, for what would he lie regarding this that he's claiming that he inherited from his father's? If he wanted, he could tell to the other one who has witnesses that he got it from his fathers. He could have told them an easy claim that he would have won. Minach zevinta v'chalte shnei chazaka. Yeah, you have witnesses that you got it from your father. Great. I bought it from you. And look, I've been eating from this field the past 3 years. So therefore, since he has what's known as a migui, that he could have made such a claim and he would have won the court case that way. Because great, you have witnesses that you got from your father. Beautiful, beautiful. Great. But I've been on this for the past 3 years. And then I could just say, I bought it from you, and you wouldn't be able to take it away from me because I don't need documentation after 3 years. Now, although this guy didn't bother to make such a claim, but when he says that he inherited from his fathers, even though this other guy's witnesses are refuting him, because how can you say you got it from your father when it was clearly this guy got it from his father, still, says Rav Chisda, he's going to be believed because he could have said a different claim that he would have been believed. So although what he is actually claiming is refuted by the witnesses, we believe him because of the migui. Says the Gemara, Abaye v'Rava leisvir lohu had Rav Chisda. Abaye and Rava do not agree to the logic of this halacha Rav Chisda. Because mali l'shaker, making a claim of a migui, that we should believe him what he is saying, because why should I lie? Meaning, you think I'm lying? Because what, I'm refuted by Edom? What do you mean, why should I lie? I could have said something that I would have won in court anyway. And that says Abayim Rava, b'makim edim, when that's being contradicted by witnesses. In other words, whatever claim a person's claiming, like in this situation where he's saying that he got it from his fathers, and you want to validate what he's saying because of Malil Shaker, and this actual claim that he is ultimately saying is being refuted by witnesses. And that says Abayim Rava, lawyer mina, that we don't say. We don't believe him. And the reason why we can't believe him, Malil Shaker just says, oh, of course we believe you, because you could have said something else that you would have won. So this thing that you ultimately are saying must be the truth. We can't say that, because witnesses are saying that he's a liar. So how could we validate what he's saying? Because why would he lie? What do you mean, why would he lie? He definitely is lying, because we don't believe him, in contrast to two witnesses, which is the hallmark, the gold standard of what we trust. Now, moreover, is that, and even though he's been on the field for the past 3 years, that's also nothing right now, because now it's a chazaka she'ina mataina. The whole thing about being on the field for 3 years is, it establishes that we believe what he's claiming. What you're claiming? What are you claiming? Claiming that it's from your fathers? That we don't take, because witnesses contradict it and says the Rashbam that that is the halacha, like Abaye Merava, like we quote many times, that Amali Lashakar, Migu B'mokim Edim, Loyam Rina, we don't believe such a claim. Another incident, the Gemara says, Ahuda Amali Lachavri, someone that said to his friend, my boy is Bahara, what are you doing in this land? This is mine. Amalei said to him, Minach Zavni, what did I border from you? The Chaltish Nechazaka, and I've been eating the produce for more than 3 years, I don't need documentation anymore. I've been here, no one said anything. Now, Azul Aisi Sahadi, the Achla Tartishni. So he has to first prove that he's been there for 3 years to establish his chazaka, and then he doesn't need documentation. So he went and he found witnesses to prove that he consumed the produce on this field for the past 2 years. And he was still looking for a witness to be able to recall at least 3 years back to prove that he's been there for 3 years, but he wasn't able to find. He was only able to find two people that could testify that he was here for the past 2 years. So Amrav Nachman, he says, so Hadra Ara. So first of all, the land has to go back to the Ma'ar, to the one who's claiming that it's his, because for having eaten the produce for 2 years does not establish a chazaka. And moreover, says Rav Nachman, the Hadri Peri. The produce that he ate in the last 2 years against the law, because here it's something that he's not getting the field. So he's not established that it's his. So he was here illegally, because he hasn't established he was here for 3 years. If he did, he would get the land and the pears. But if he's not, if it wasn't his land, so then he has to give back the pears of the land that he ate too. Because he didn't make a claim, for example, that, oh, originally when I was on this field, I was a sharecropper, and I was coming to go ahead and use it for the pears, where that actually, says Rashbam, we would believe him. As the Gemara says later on, because we don't make documentation for produce at all. So even less than 3 years, a person would not have to pay back for the produce that he ate. But here, that's not what he's claiming. Now, moreover, qualifies the Rashbam, that this was only said if, let's say, there are witnesses that, which here he's bringing witnesses, that he ate the produce from the last 2 years. But if there wouldn't be witnesses that he ate produce, it would be only based on his own admission. But he's claiming that, yeah, of course I ate the produce, but I bought it from you, and therefore I ate the produce of the land because it was my own produce. So then, yes, the halacha would be he would have to give back the land because he doesn't have any proven documentation. He also doesn't have witnesses that he was machzik in this field. So that is to give back to the owner. But regarding the payers, he would only be liable in a shvuas heses that he's claiming that he had bought that produce from the owner, because there he has a migu, because since he could say that I only ate from the payers minimally, which is, as the Gemara says later on, that actually to create a chazaka that you ate the produce of the field, you only need to have minimal. So even when he says that, yes, I ate actually a lot of the produce, but I ate my own, he would be believed because he could have said that I didn't eat much. And that would not be considered a malal d'shaka b'makom edim, because actually it's not known if he actually bought this land from the owner or not. It's just that since he lost his documentation within 3 years, so he loses. But there's no one that's refuting him to say that he clearly did not buy this from that person. Where here it's not similar to this about Abaye and Rava, where they dispute Rav Chisda that we mentioned before, because there it was clarified at the end that Rav Idi was the closer relative. So we know that that other person didn't have any portion, any rights in the land. And therefore, now we know retroactively that the produce that he ate was eaten illegally, where that would be even if it was based on his own admission that he would be chayav. But here we're talking about where no one is clearly refuting him, so although he has to give it back, but he wouldn't have to give back the payers. Here the reason he has to give back the payers is because he actually brought witnesses that are actually now working against him. Because since he didn't have ages for 3 years, only for 2 years, so he doesn't get it, and moreover, they're testifying that he ate the produce, and therefore, you got to go ahead and pay back, says Rav Nachman, both the land and the produce. Now, Amrav Zvid, Zvid says his own idea. What he's saying is that if in the beginning, when the owner of the land claimed, my boys Bahayara, what are you doing in my land? So says Rav Zvid, if he would have not responded to him, like we said previously in the Gemara, that I bought it from you, rather, if let's say he would be Ta'in Va'amar, he would claim and say, what do you mean? What do you mean I was on your land? La Perisi Radati. I came to work on your land to take the produce, like a sharecropper, which gets either a half or a third or a quarter of the profits. Or he's saying to him, what do you mean? You sold me the fruits. You're right, I never bought the field, but you sold me the rights of the fruit for a period of 10 years. And that says to Zvid, that actually Neman. Then he would be believed regarding what he had eaten in the past, that all he would have to do would be take a Shvuas Heses, which is a rabbinic oath, that he actually bought the rights of the produce from this owner. Now, that's even though that there are witnesses that he ate from the produce. And moreover, that we know that the land was not sold to him. So what's the reason why he wouldn't have to pay back the produce? Is because a person does not have the audacity, essentially, to go down to someone else's field and to eat his friend's produce without paying, as the Gemara will shortly explain. Now, the Rashbam does point out, however, from this point onward, of course a person cannot eat the produce of another person's field if he doesn't produce witnesses or documentation that he bought the rights to that person's produce. Because then, if that was the case, then every person would go down to his friend's field and eat his produce and say, oh, what do you mean? I'm coming down because we made up that I'm going to eat your produce. Because if we don't have to be concerned for the contest of the owner of the land, where the guy is not believed that he didn't sell the rights of his field, then we're just going to go to someone else's field. So what we're talking about here is in the past. It's regarding a claim of what was, but not regarding the future. So it says Azvid. So the person's believed to say that, what do you mean? We had made this up. I had bought the rights of the fruits for the last year. And he proves this point. He says, Lav mi amar Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say the following halacha? Hayman denokid magla v'suvalya. Someone is holding to the vessels that are used to reap the dates in the field, where the magal is used to cut it, and the sevilia is either a rope that's used to climb up to the top of the tree because it's very high, or the sevilia is actually a basket to receive the produce. So if someone's holding these tools, Baman, he says in front of us, the court, the Rabban and the Rav, Ezel igdere ledikla deplanya, I'm going to gather the fruits from that guy's tree. This is happening in Elahili, because he sold me the rights to the fruits of that tree. So that's a Rabbi Yehuda Mehemen. He's trustworthy. The court allows him to go ahead and gather the fruits of that person's tree without witnesses, without documentation, because since we don't know that the owner was protesting before he gathered, no one said anything, so we believe him. Why? Because lechatzif inish the gazer dikla delav delay. A person does not have the audacity generally, and therefore we assume that he's not going to cut down a person's tree or cut down the fruits from someone else's tree. That's not his. Now, most definitely, says Rashbam, if his friend would come and claim what's called lahadam, that loy hayu dvar ma'olam, this never was this case, after this person had already taken the produce, then that's part of the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that so all this guy would have to do would be have to make a rabbinic oath of a Shavuos Heses. Now, that's only if it's after the case, because when he's coming and no one said anything, we let him go ahead, we trust him, well, no one has the audacity generally, and if the guy protests afterwards, all he has to do is make a Shavuos Heses. But if it's before he's going to cut down the fruits, the owner comes and says, what are you doing? What lahadam, I never said you go ahead and cut the fruits of my tree. Then, like the Rashbam said before, that then we don't trust him to go ahead and pick this guy's fruits until he brings a proof. Now, moreover, this is only talking about if from the beginning he had made this claim that leperis tiradati, that I, of course, I didn't buy the field, but I had the rights to go ahead and take the fruits of this field. Then he's trusted regarding what he had already eaten in the past. But if in the beginning he claimed, what do you mean, why? You're asking why I was on this field? Minach zavante, I bought it from you. And then later he changes and he says that, no, I never bought the field. But rather, I had only had the rights to go ahead and use the payers of this field, where there he's contradicting what he originally said. So then he's not believed, because that goes into the problem we mentioned in the previous daf of toin v'chaz of a toin. You can't make a claim and then later on change a whole different type of claim that you're not believed. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. So says Razvit, Sahach and Nami says that's exactly the same thing like I'm describing in my halacha, that lechatzif inish lemechel peri delav delay, a person would not have the audacity to eat a produce that's not his own. And therefore, if originally when the guy comes and says, what are you doing on my field? And he doesn't say, I bought it from you. Rather, he says, what do you mean? Leperis eradative. So there, he's believed, and because we don't assume that person has the audacity, it takes the... If he's claiming his field, we understand why he's making such a claim. So if he doesn't have the years of chazaka, like I said in the previous halacha, so good, then he would have to pay the peri. But here when he's just claiming, no, I know this is your field, but we made up that I could take your produce. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, when he's initially coming to, we let him because we assume that he's not going to take someone else's produce. Here also, when it's in the past, when the guy's claiming, hey, what are you doing in my field? And he says, well, I'm not going to pay you for what I ate is the produce of the last year. We made up that I could use the peri in his field. We believe him, and he doesn't have to pay for the peri. Now, that asks the Gemara, but ihachi, if that's the case, then arinami, then the same thing should apply regarding the person's land, not just his peiris. When the guy claims, not le peiris rata, when he says, when he's asked by the original owner, he says, what are you doing here? And he says, what do you mean, I bought it from you? We should believe him without witnesses of chazaka for the same logic. Like chatzif inish, a person does not have the audacity to go to someone else's field that's not his and to eat the produce. So if he's claiming that he bought it, he should be believed. And then says the Gemara, no, this is exactly the whole halacha of our perek, ara aminin le'ach vishtarcha. Regarding a piece of land, unless if he could establish the years of chazaka, let's say he cannot because let's say it's only 2 years in or whatever it is, then we say, okay, then show you documentation. So they ask, well, if that's the case, a peirinami. So then the same thing should be by produce. You should say, well, show you documentation. If you're saying that person doesn't have the audacity, then say the same thing by land. If you say that, no, by land, then we say, show you documentation, even though a person wouldn't have the audacity, then you should say the same thing by peiris too. And that says the Gemara, no, shtar la peiri loy abdi inchi. People don't usually make documentation for produce. So you're right. We don't usually assume someone would have the audacity to go to someone else's field and take their produce. And therefore, that's the logic why by peiris that works, where we say that, okay, he doesn't have to pay because it makes sense that he had the rights to take it. And really, that same logic applies by land too. So then why by land do you need a chazaka? Why don't you just say, well what do you think I'm doing here? I wouldn't have taken something that was not my own right. And that we say that no, because you're right, there is that logic, but still we could prove it. It's efshel levruri by saying, okay, but show us documentation. And if you don't have a document, well, that proves itself that you obviously did have the audacity. Now, so why don't you say this thing by peiris? Because by produce, we don't usually write documentation. Of course, like the Rashbam said, from here on, you can't just go to someone else's field and say, well, what do you think I'm doing here? No, bring proof. But regarding the past, regarding collecting from him, that we say that you can't collect from him the peiris that he had eaten already, because there the logic is like chatzav, and there's no way of clarifying and verifying through documentation, because we don't hold him responsible, because generally there is no documentation when a person has the rights just to eat the peiris of someone else's field.